Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our March Digging Deeper into DISC Practitioner Call. I'm Barbara Meese, one of the directors of leadership development at Lead Like Jesus, and I'll be moderating the call this morning. And you'll get to meet our presenters shortly, but I'd like to begin with a word of prayer. So let's pray. Father God, we come to you so grateful to be called children of the King. We have such a great joy in serving a loving, gracious, and merciful God. And we pray for your continued provision, protection, and blessings upon our ministries, our work, our marriages, and our families, Lord. And Father, I thank you for all those who have joined us on the call this morning and for those who couldn't be here with us. Open our hearts, Lord, and our minds to hear what you would have us know. And Lord, I especially pray that you'd help us glean from this call new insights on how we might help others learn to lead, live, and love more like you, Jesus. And Father, I too pray that your light and love would shine through us as we seek to serve and minister to all those in our work, in our homes, in our community, our churches, and in all places that we go. And we ask this all in your precious name. Amen. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Jane Callahan, one of our certified DISC practitioners. Jane is currently the Director of Organizational Development at Cornerstone Lutheran Church in Carmel, Indiana. She has served in multiple leadership roles in her professional career in healthcare and ministry, and she has a passion for helping people grow and develop new skills. Well, Jane was certified in Biblical DISC just last November and left the certification with a team-building program already in the works using Biblical DISC. So we've asked Jane to share her experience and insights she gained from leading that workshop. So Jane, I turn the call over to you.
Thank you very much, Barbara, and welcome to everyone on the call. I hope that there will be a nugget or two that kind of resonates and something that you can use from this call. Feel free to interrupt at any time with questions. As Barbara said, I'm the Director of Organizational Development and actually a new site development at Cornerstone Lutheran Church. We were founded in 1976, and we currently have three locations. Two of them are suburban, and one is an urban ministry in downtown Indianapolis. We have about 3,500 members, and we worship 1,600 weekly between our three sites. My previous background was in healthcare, nursing first, and then administration. And during my time in healthcare, we used the corporate DISC with teams that I led and found it to be really valuable. So when I got involved with the organizational development at church, I was looking back at the DISC to see if that might be a tool to use in the church, and lo and behold, I came across the Biblical DISC, which just fit us perfectly. So back in November, I went to Arizona, and that was nice, and got certified. And when I came back, I hit the ground running with this. We had been already talking about it quite extensively before I was certified with our leadership staff. So as soon as I got back, I put it out for all of our staff to take. And that was a number of 55 people. That includes all of our ministry staff, administrative staff, and our preschool staff. And all but one person participated and took the survey and the behavioral assessment. And then I scheduled individual meetings with each person. So that took quite a while, and we scheduled those over December and January, which was kind of a busy time. But nonetheless, I did get a chance to meet with each individual. And that was just terrifically valuable to me, but also to the individuals. So we went through their behavioral assessment, and I kind of gave them, if you will, a 101 on DISC. And the purpose of that was twofold. One, to make sure that they understood the tool that they had and had an opportunity to look at their own behavioral assessment before we got into a group setting. And two, to really begin to educate them about DISC and what it is and the power that it has in interpersonal relationships, again, before we met as a group. I didn't want everybody coming in cold to a group meeting without having had the opportunity to study the tool and learn about their own behavior. That primarily because, as probably most of you as well, our time is pretty limited. And to spread that out over the course of a number of meetings probably would not have been the most efficient and effective way to do it, in our opinion. So over 2 months, about 2 months, I met with everyone individually. I think I only had two people that initially said, I want to retake this. This doesn't sound like me. I don't think this is me at all. And then probably within 24 to 48 hours, in both cases, I got a call back saying, Jane, yeah, this is me. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've, you know, dug into the report, it really does fit me. So kind of interesting. And then I had a half a day workshop with all of our staff. And at that time, we went, again, just sort of a review and an introduction to what DISC is. And we went more into the biblical side. And so everyone had a name badge and they plotted their pattern out. And then also on the name badge, they wrote the name of the biblical character that most closely represented their style. So at the first break, then, everyone engaged with each other in terms of their biblical character. And so that was a lot of fun. And people sort of identified with their biblical character and told each other something about that biblical character that was also how they react or behave in a situation. And then we divided by style and wrote down all kinds of descriptions about that style. And so we had, you know, four groups in the room. And then I had everyone go around with a sticky note and put that sticky note next to the attribute of someone else's style that they appreciated the most. So in other words, all of the D's went around to the ISC boards and put sticky notes as to what attributes they appreciated most about those styles. And so that was really helpful and useful in terms of getting people to understand each other's style and created a lot of good dialogue. I'll stop there for a minute to see if there's any questions.
I love that exercise, Jane. I have done that too, where I go around and have people do them, and I give the D's red dots, you know, the little sticky dots, and the I's yellow dots, and then the green dots I give to the S's and the blue dots, and I have them do that. And then when people go back to their flip charts, they can see, oh, this is what the D's appreciate about me, the I's and the S's and the C's. And it's such an eye-opening exercise. I love that.
Yeah, the staff had a really, really good time with that, for sure. So then at the end of the meeting, then after we did that, I had generated team reports for each team. So we have a pastoral team, a worship team, a preschool team, administrative team, and so forth. And so for each of those, youth team. And so for each of those teams, I generated their report, which had their members in it. And so then we divided them by members of those groups, and they had about a half an hour to discuss among their groups the different styles that they had represented in their group, and also to identify what styles they did not have and how they might reach out to other staff people to fill that gap when they needed to for projects or work and that kind of thing. Interestingly enough, we are very, very heavy on S and C's, and there are only 3 D's. So that was pretty eye-opening for us. And as we continue to work with this and work through this, the D's in the group get called on pretty frequently for opinions and help. And so as we continue down the path, we're looking at using the DISC tool as a screen for hiring as well. So all the teams broke up and had time to themselves. And then at the end, the next sort of developmental thing that we had decided to do was the Lead Like Jesus book. Traditionally, our staff has always done book studies, but they've been done over the course of, say, 12 months in a way that really people were like, well, by the time you get to the 12th month, you've already forgotten what the first few chapters of the book were. So we would meet as a staff once a month, and every month we'd do a chapter of whatever book we were studying. So we decided to kind of wrap a new methodology into this. So the Lead Like Jesus book has probably, as you know, has a 6-week study guide with it. And so we divided the group up into triads. And the initial thought was to put, 3 or 4 people together, but have different DISC styles within each group so that as they studied the book over the course of 6 weeks, they'd also have an opportunity to learn the different DISC styles. And with a dearth of D's, we were not able to do that, but we did divide up into triads, and the groups met once a week, every week for 6 weeks. We had a couple groups that went a little bit long because people were absent and whatever, but overall it was very well received. The other thing that we did with that is every Monday morning at 8:45 to 9 o'clock, we had a meeting. You could either come in person or you could join by Zoom, Z-O-O-M, which is, if you're not familiar with it, it's a group conferencing, video conferencing tool that you can also use for free. And so some people joined in by Zoom. And the purpose of that 15-minute huddle, we called them huddles, was that the leader of that, and I just engaged various leaders within our group, the pastors and youth leader, they would have worked ahead, and they would kind of preview that week's study and give a little context for their understanding of it and some examples of how they might put that to work in their life or have put that work to work in their life. So those proved to be extremely popular and powerful way to keep things moving and to keep the engagement with a 6-week study. So then at the end, I just recently, a couple of weeks ago, then did a SurveyMonkey survey, and I did 2 of them. I did one on the DISC product itself, and then I did one on the book study. And so I just sent out, 6 short questions, and I got a pretty good response rate. I got about a 75% response rate on the DISC survey. And my questions were pretty simple. Did you find the DISC assessment easy to complete? When you reviewed your results, was the assessment understandable? Did the assessment accurately describe your behavioral tendencies? I'm sorry, was there a question there? And the final question was, will you use the DISC assessment to change your behavior in interacting with others? And on that particular question, I got 100% said yes. So I was really excited about that because that's the end goal, right?
Yeah.
And so I felt like the DISC tool then, you know, is working well and is valuable within our work group. And then the other study I sent out for the Lead Like Jesus and asked questions about the book, if they thought it was beneficial and so forth. And if people would like to continue in the triad type work model, and that was a resounding yes as well. People were engaged. They got to interact with people that they normally do not interact with on a daily basis. And the book, you know, it went pretty quickly over 6 weeks, so they felt like the retention of the material and the use of the material was much easier. So that's kind of where we are. We're going to launch into some additional organizational development stuff with our staff, including a new book, which the leadership is still looking at a couple of different options. And then we're going to offer up some mentoring for anyone that would like to have a mentor and be a part of that program. It's not something we're going to force, though, because that's something you just can't force. But we're hoping that through the leadership development that we've done, that people will be excited and engaged to further develop their, both from a personal perspective, but also from a professional perspective. And this stuff was the first, the DIP was the very first personal and professional development that really has ever been done with the staff at our church. So it's a really a new concept for the staff. Questions?
Did you experience some resistance at all? And since it was new, what did you do if you felt some pushback?
We did get quite a bit of pushback initially. We had our preschool staff generally meets separate from the rest of the staff, and that's been due to scheduling and then just years of that's how it's been. So when we pulled the preschool staff in, there was quite a bit of resistance from the preschool staff. The ministry, the church staff, including administration, we've been talking about this since like October. So they had, you know, strong knowledge that it was coming. The leader of the preschool changed during that time. And so the preschool staff felt a little bit like, you know, this was something new and that they just weren't sure about it. They didn't have as much prep time, if you will. We weren't as good about prepping the preschool staff. And in hindsight, that's something I would definitely do differently. And indeed, it was the only person that refused was one of the preschool teachers. Now, since then, and with the book, we divided the staff up in the triad and tried to put people together that don't normally work together, as I mentioned. And that caused some consternation as well and some anxiety because it really required people to step outside of their comfort zone. So there was some pushback there as well. And in particular, I had a couple of preschool teachers in my group, and they voiced that they just didn't see the need for this and, you know, why were we doing this? And, you know, we said, well, it's optional, but it's really a nice opportunity that, you know, we're affording folks to learn and to think a little bit more about your personal development, your personal and professional development. But really, you know, what we're after is we are a ministry, including the preschool, and we want you to grow in your relationship with Christ, just like we're trying to help others in our congregation, our disciples, to grow in Christ. So this is, you know, an opportunity to begin to do that. So I think where we kind of messed up was not to give real thorough and repeated explanations up front. And I think that, you know, I think paving the way over time would be very beneficial before you start it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, we had a lot, from a leadership standpoint, we had a lot of discussions about, is this required or is this optional?
Mm-hmm.
And where we landed with that was that it was going to be up to those particular leaders whether they, you know, made it mandatory or optional for their staff. And the reason we did that was because, again, this was the first attempt at doing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had one leader who has a lot of, it's our traditional worship leader, who made it optional because most of his staff have full-time jobs elsewhere and they, you know, play part-time for the church. And so, but even with it being optional, we had several of them participate. So there was, you know, a desire for them individually to be a part of it, to grow. The preschool, which is where most of the conflict came from, that leader made it mandatory. And I think had we not done that, you know, we wouldn't have had the participation probably, but we wouldn't have had the conflict either. And in hindsight, I would say, you know, 75% of the teachers after, you know, the book study and after the disc, they were grateful for it. And, you know, I've met with them and they were like, yeah, this is, you know, this has really helped us. You know, we have some areas of conflict within the school and this is really helping us to grow and deal with that in a much more healthy manner. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know what to tell you, whether to make it mandatory or not. I think as, you know, our hope is as we continue along the path that it just becomes a part of our culture. And it is going to be, it is mandatory at some point when, you know, we start setting out the expectations of you as a staff member at Cornerstone. And here's our expectations of you. That we've never had, there's never been that kind of explicit expectation before. The, you know, the assumption is everybody's just going to do everything well in serving God, and we know that that doesn't always occur with, you know, personal agendas and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, we're really trying to change the culture at this point. And I would say that, you know, we've probably got 80% of the people that are on board with it, and we still have a few that are, you know, we like it the old way when everybody, when we're just left alone to do our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that was helpful, but.
It was.
Jane, this is Robert Ferguson. I have a question. You said at the beginning that before you did the major group event, you sort of sat down one-on-one with folks. What were some of the major ahas that you noticed as people were looking at their disc, the biblical disc profile?
Well, many people said, oh, you know, I've always felt this way, but I've never been able to put it into words. And this really helps me identify and put into words how I've been feeling for a long time. And then as, you know, as part of the one-on-ones, we did the identification of others' behaviors. And so I would ask them, you know, you look at the direct, you know, are they direct or indirect, and guarded or I forget, now I'm losing my train of thought here. And they would identify people within their team that they thought they were like, oh, you know, that maybe is why, you know, that person is driven me crazy, or, you know, I can't understand, you know, how they act kind of thing. So those were some big ahas. Some of the people just were like, yep, this is me to a T. And they really got more into the biblical, studying that, because that's, you know, that's a new component to this. And they just were very engaged with that. And and did a lot of the biblical study around their particular style. So I think that was very enlightening as well. But yeah, I think, and we had, like I mentioned, I had a couple that were like, no, this doesn't describe me. And then they came back and I met with them again and they're like, oh yeah, this is me. And it was kind of the, no, that's not me, because they didn't like what they were hearing. And then it's like, oh yeah, that is me. Or, you know, I went home and asked my wife or my husband and they said, oh yeah, that's you. So yeah, I think, but by and large, I think most people said, oh yeah, this is me. And then recognizing how others perceive them was another big aha. So I think that's very helpful as well.
One other quick question, if I could, for folks, the difference between their natural and adapted style. Did you talk much about that, or was there any sort of revelation when, especially for folks who had quite a gap between the two, or a significant difference?
Yeah, we really did. We talked about that a lot, and we had a couple of folks who there was a huge discrepancy. In fact, one of our receptionist welcome center employees was really in the wrong spot, and she knew it, and this kind of helped her to confirm that. So she since has moved on to do something different. And then the other one I had, which there was a huge discrepancy, is a gentleman who is a high D by style, but in his current role as a tech, he's basically a music technician working all the equipment and having to, you know, be real detail-oriented, he realized, too, this is, you know, I'm doing the wrong kind of work. And he's actually trained as a DCE, and so he's looking to get back more into that work. So, yeah, I mean, there were a couple life changers in there, for sure. So we did talk a lot about that. And then, you know, some people who really I have one of my pastors who his adapted style is pretty far different than his natural style in terms of his eye behavior. And so he's always felt a little, you know, like, I don't know, stifled or something by the senior pastors, or, you know, like he can't speak out. And I said, so what would it look like if you did bring that more to the surface? How would that benefit the team? Because the team is pretty much all FCs. And so, you know, he said that would make a lot of sense because we need that on the team. So, you know, he's been working to do that. And the others have recognized as well that, you know, that is a strength of his that they can call upon.
Makes sense. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Sure. Any other questions or thoughts?
So, Jane, can you share with us a little bit about what you have learned yourself through DISC and how that has helped you do your job?
Sure. As I mentioned, I used DISC many years ago in the corporate setting, and it helped me learn how to interact better with the people around me. So one example I give, and I gave this when I talked to individuals and in the workshop, was I had an administrative assistant who was off the chart eye. And before we did this, you know, in a sense, used to irritate me at times. And I know I irritated her because I would come in, I'm a high D, and I would come in and just, you know, hey, good morning, here's what I need done, you know, for the day or the week or whatever day it was. And just, I didn't spend a lot of time chit-chatting about, you know, how the weekend was. And so once I learned my style and hers, then I would consciously come in and say, Sherry, hey, you know, how was your weekend? How are your kids? I made an honest effort to get to know what was going on with her family and her kids and all of that, so I could really chit-chat with her about it. And, you know, it would take you 2 or 3 minutes, not a long time, but I'm telling you then, you know, anything that I needed that day was done. And it was just like, you know, the approach that I had with her was much better. And then she recognized my style, so she knew that, you know, I was very task-oriented. So when she came to me with stuff, she'd have it ready to go, you know, 1, 2, 3. So that really helped. In terms of the ministry, we have a pastor who's a very high D, and he is the heir apparent to a retiring pastor in the next 5 years who is a very high F with some C. And so if you remember the wheel, the D's and the S's are kind of opposite.
Yes.
And so we've had some, you know, conflict, and so the DISC has really helped me to navigate with them through that. And so the high D pastor is learning to sort of bring that down a notch and learning how to interact with the S's. And the S's are recognizing that the D's are really needed to move things forward. So, and then we have some C's that are, you know, okay, hold on, let's make sure we have everything lined up before we pull the trigger. So it's, you know, it's really been interesting, and the DISC has given us the model to really have those conversations in a non-threatening way. And, you know, it's been fun because you'll sit, well, we had a speaker come in on Sunday. We're doing this community series for healthy families, mind, body, spirit. And our keynote speaker on Sunday, one of the pastors was sitting across the auditorium from me, and I get this buzz on my phone, and it says, he's a high I. And I laughed, and I said, yep, you got it. So, you know, it's really coming home that our staff are really engaged in the language of it and understand, you know, how to use it. So I guess, you know, our biggest, thing that we're trying to figure out is how do we keep that alive and not let it just, you know, die a slow death, so to speak, but how do we really keep this alive because it's been very beneficial.
Wow, Jane, that's exciting to hear how people are really using the language of DISC as, you know, as a way to talk to one another or just to understand one another's behavior. I was thinking when you said that about how do we keep this alive and so forth, if you're continuing to do these little team meetings once in a while, we've put on some new videos up on the Oasis site, and they're just great for reinforcing what we've learned. They're kind of fun, and just they really hit home. It might be something that you could just play. They're short. They're only about 4 minutes each, one on DISC.
Oh, cool.
And we have some games like Family Feud and some of those where people have to guess the DIS styles. And so it's kind of an interactive way that you can keep DISC alive. So you might take a look at some of those. We just put those up in the last couple months. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, that's a fun way. And those can be, of course, woven into training, but they're great for follow-ups, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there any other questions or comments for Jane before we wrap up our call today?
Hey, Jane,
just a comment.
The total number of people who participated?
In a DISC, 55.
Okay, and so you met with all 55 people one-on-one?
I did. And those meetings last...
your allocation of time.
Yeah. I mean, those meetings, some of them were 30 minutes and some of them were over an hour. I didn't, you know, I scheduled an hour for everybody knowing that, you know, some would be shorter, some would be longer. So, yeah, it's a commitment.
Yeah, and with you being there full time, then you probably have the luxury of allocating your time in that, and it's in alignment with the mission and your goals. I was just thinking about, for those of us who do like third-party consulting, meeting one-on-one with all of our clients might not be a time-effective way to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, we're really using it as a, you know, a personal and professional organizational development tool for individuals. And I, you know, I actually work part-time, but I put in more hours, obviously, when we were doing this. But, you know, just trying to schedule it around people's schedule. So I had times early morning, during the day, evening, just trying to catch everybody. I just set up a template and said, here's all the hours, and then people just, you know, signed up for them. And then a couple, you know, people that fell outside of that, I just talked to them individually and we set up a time. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's a commitment. I suppose, you know, from a consulting standpoint, if the company wanted to pay you to do that, you know, they might, you know, they might get some benefit out of that. I think it was very beneficial, and so did the one of the questions on the DIF survey is, if you met with Jane, you know, did you find that valuable? And the answers were, you know, extremely valuable, very valuable, and, you know, on down. And everyone answered either extremely or very valuable. So, you know, I felt that reinforced that that was a good use of everybody's time.
Well, I think so many of us are just looking for opportunities when we can spend a little time learning more about ourselves. And that was a real gift that you gave to those people, because there's so much in that DISC assessment and a lot for people to kind of swallow and understand, and to be able to have that one-on-one time for you to help them see better and look into themselves and get a better understanding. I think that was a beautiful gift, and just really applaud you for your effort in doing that, not just the workshop, but all those follow-up sessions. What a wonderful gift you gave to your staff.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been really great, Jane. Thank you for really giving us a big picture of what you accomplished there. We'll look forward to hearing more about what you'll continue to do. I think that's the key now, is once we introduce DISC, how do we keep it alive? How do we keep people aware of that? And just the assimilation as new staff come and as they can continue to build on that knowledge, I think it'll be great, and it'll become such a common part of all your training. It'll be fun now as people go listen to speakers, and when they go to sessions, they're going to just start people reading and saying,
yeah.
Oh, that
yeah.
Person's ID or hi.
Yeah, and that's fun. And, you know, it really helped. We've opened it up to anyone on our staff that wants to use it within their ministry, with their ministry team. And, you know, the pastors, we've opened it up, or, you know, told them it's available for marital or premarital counseling and that kind of thing. So we've used it a couple of times. We had a couple staff members that wanted to have their spouses take it, so we did that. And, you know, I met with them and talked them through that. But, yeah, so it's, you know, it's just there's so many implications and so many areas that it can be used that it's, you know, it's just incredible. So
yeah, we've been thinking about creating a little half-day workshop for couples, and then have them take the biblical DISC and then run the relationship report, and then just have them spend some time getting to know each other better, doing some fun exercises around the DISC. Such a valuable tool for marriages to pre or post. So I'm glad to hear you're using that. Were you able to use the relationship report with any of your couples or
collaborate? I did with both of them, right. And then I used the collaboration report with the team. And then also offered up if there are people within the team that you work closely with or that you'd like to get to know better or even perhaps that you have a conflict with, then I offered to do the collaboration report for, you know, those couple of people if both parties were willing to sit down and you know, work through that. So I failed to mention that, but that's been valuable too, because we've had a couple of teams that have a couple of members that, you know, kind of rub each other the wrong way, which is totally normal in human behavior, but that's been helpful to go after those individual conflicts as well.
Well, that's the beauty of that collaboration and relationship report.
Right, right.
Really helps. That's great. Well, are there any other comments? If anybody has just a suggestion or anyone to share anything as well as a question for Jane, we'll just take a minute or two for that.
Just a comment. I really appreciated her sensitivity to those that were made to do it mandatory and those that were doing it as a choice. And, you know, seeing that there was some transition to wanting to help, I think that was a great, great insight.
Yeah, thank you. We spent a lot of hours talking about that. it's a kind of a tough, you know, it's a tough thing.
Well, you also mentioned that you have a lot of S's and C's,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at the profile of an S, they're somewhat resistant to change, and so that may explain the initial resistance that you had to the process, and then once they felt like everybody was on board and everybody was comfortable and everybody was okay with doing this, then they bought into the program.
Absolutely.
They were behaving like S's.
Absolutely, they were. And, yeah, the preschool has very high on SC too, as you can, you know, not to stereotype, but that, you know, the teacher kind of goes along with that that pattern, I think. Yeah, we're as an organization, we're very high on SC. So I think this has brought a whole new sensitivity to that, but also a new appreciation for the D to try to keep pushing forward.
What a great, just a sense of aha for people there, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Light bulbs that must have been going off. That's so neat. Well, this was really beneficial for us, Jane. Thank you I'm sure you spent a fair amount of time preparing for this call and just your willingness to share this with us. I think we've all learned something, and hopefully those that couldn't be with us today will have the opportunity to listen to the call at another time. So, well, I'm just
going
to... Yeah, thank you very much.
Can I add one more thing? I'm sorry, I was looking at my notes here. The other thing that we kind of pounded home, if you will, is in Lead Like Jesus, that talks about pride being strength out of control and fear being a distressing emotion aroused by impending pain, danger, evil, or by the illusion of such. And we learned in this that a person's behavioral fear never goes away. And so when there's conflict, we often go back to that and say, is this a pride or a fear issue? And then, of course, that fits right into the DISC model on how, you know, how you interact with each other in the varying styles. So that's been a real helpful thing, understanding that conflict is usually generated by a pride or fear.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so, yes. And for people to start to recognize that in themselves, that becomes such a learning point for managing our own behavior, is when are we in pride, when are we in fear, and then what behaviors then come out of that. So that's good. That's such a powerful part of the DISC model.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it ties right into our model of leading like Jesus, understanding those two dimensions of our behavior.
Yeah. Page
I have this sticky
in the book.
Yeah,
have that Xerox and hanging up.
That's good. Was there another comment?
Yeah, I have this sticky note I put on my PC. It's on my PC right now. It says, "Is it possible that you're focused on the wrong thing to deal with those two issues?" And then I've got mercy focus written right underneath it. And so.
Good. Well, thank you again. I'm going to just end our call today in prayer. And just for those of you, if you think of any questions for Jane that maybe didn't get asked, I'm sure she'd be very open to those. We can certainly route you to her. And I just really want to thank you all for being on our call today. So let's close in prayer. Father God, we are so thankful for this time together. I thank you for Jane and her willingness to share with us what's happening there at Cornerstone Lutheran Church. And we pray your continued blessing on each and every member there at their church. I pray that they would continue to seek you in all ways and all things, and that the DISC language will be a very much of a blessing to them. And Lord, for all of us to help us to learn more about how to modify and adapt our behavior to serve and minister to those that we are with. And now, Lord, go with us today. Help us to be a beacon of your love and your light in all that we do and all that we go. And we just thank you, Lord, for the many gifts you give us. And most of all, we thank you, God, for the gift of salvation and for your Son, Jesus, and the promise of eternal life. So thank you, and
thank
we
you,
pray
Lord.
This holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Y'all have a good week now.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye,
bye-bye.
Y'all.